This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 17th. God's word to you today is wise action. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 2, and it says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." The wise men came from Babylon. Historically, it is said that it took them at least 2 years to go from where they were to where Jesus was. 2 years of seeking Jesus. Wow. When the star stops, they stop. When the star moved, they moved. When they came to Jerusalem, they lost sight of the star and they knew it led them to Jerusalem. So they caused quite an uproar by saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews?" Matthew 2 verses 11 to 12 says, "They came to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their gifts and gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." This is taken from the New Century Version. These were grown, intelligent men. Yes, they bowed down and worshipped baby Jesus. Today, the world tries to tell us it is only dullards or people that are jobless that serve God. It is a big fat lie. From time immemorial, people of worth and quality recognized the lordship of Jesus and chose to bow to him. The fact that you are in God's presence today shows that you are a wise person. He was a baby, but they bowed down and they worshipped him. Huge. Meanwhile, people who do not even know half of what these magi knew or half of the wealth they had come to Jesus and are posing. Really, the wise men bowed and worshipped Jesus. They were not worshipping a baby as a baby. They were worshipping the king in the baby as their Lord. If you look at the things on the surface, you will say, how can they give such respect to a little boy? It is not about the boy. It is all about Christ in the boy. Focus on Christ, not the boy, and worship. Matthew 2 verse 12 says, "But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they returned to their own country by a different way." This is taken from the New Century Version. Everyone that comes in contact with Jesus goes a different way. Everyone that encounters Jesus does not go back the same way they came. Everyone. Today, because you have come in contact with Jesus, you will go a different way, in a greater way than you have come into God's presence today, in the name of Jesus. If you and I want to position ourselves for blessings like the Magi, like the wise men, we need to dedicate our time, our treasure, and our talent to Jesus. The wise men dedicated their time. It took them roughly 2 years to get to where Jesus was. That is time. The wise men dedicated their talent. It took their correct interpretation of astronomy to locate the right star to follow. When they got to Jesus, they bowed and they opened their treasure chests for Jesus. If you are to position yourself for blessings this season, you have to bring your time, your talent, and your treasure. If you bring your treasure alone, you just send money to the church, and you do not give God your time and your talent, something is wrong. If you bring your time alone, you do not bring your talent, you do not add or bring any value, something is wrong. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. "Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee."
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.